February 1st on a Monday, Endpoint Saw It with Jeremy from Kentucky. Your first show of the month of February. There's something important about this month. What is it? Oh yeah, the temperature drops really cold. That's what's important about it. That's all right, kids. I got the wood stove stacked. And it's a cranking. Probably got like 75 degrees in the house. I'm in the other room now because I got it a little too warm. But that's okay. We want it warm. Here at In Plain Sight on Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org, upper left-hand corner, find that menu button. You will then find the donate button. Smash said donate button and send much-needed fundage to keep free speech alive in these troubling times. In the wake of the death of the Republic died decades ago. It's just now showing this probably is, it's not the funeral for the Republic, but we're definitely getting together and we're honoring its memory. So anyway, if you want to mail in your donations the old-fashioned way with a check, go to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas. That is Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, if you want to do the old-fashioned mail in the check. Also, you can weigh in on the Chatango, the chat site. It's In Plain Sight, spelled S-I-T-E, .chatango.com, set up by Mer Bailey. Lots of interesting comments in the chat. You guys are talking about me. I see you out there. I read those chats. It's okay. I welcome all criticism. And you can call in at 512-248-8252 and let me know what's on your mind. I want to know what you're thinking. Tell me what's on your mind. As we contemplate the system, the beast system that has taken over, that has shown its face, I want to read to you out of the Psalms before we get into headlines and political commentary. The book of Psalms, chapter 2. Consider this as we await the returning Messiah. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. This is the important part. Verse 4, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. He shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me. This is the Lord Jesus Christ now, who he's referring to in verse 7. You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possessions. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Now, therefore, be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. Indeed, blessed are those who put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's your scripture reading for the night, and I want to get on to headlines and do a little bit of political analysis. Politics are yuck, but it's a necessary evil. And maybe you guys might have a little bit of something to say on that. The QAnon shaman who dressed up like a buffalo, people think that he's a bull. Are they misspecying him? We don't want to misspecies anybody. Why does it got to be a man dressed up like a bull? Why can't it just be a person dressed up like a mammal? We don't want to use the wrong pronouns. Most likely this guy's a Fed. I don't know for sure. But in CBSNews.com, the lawyer for an Arizona man who took part in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, while sporting face paint, no shirt, and a furry hat with horns, is offering to have his client, Jacob Chansley. Now, Jacob Chansley is the individual dressed up like QAnon Buffalo Shaman, by the way. Jacob Chansley has offered to testify at former President Donald Trump's upcoming impeachment trial. The lawyer, Albert Watkins, said, "It's important for senators to hear the voice of someone who was incited by Mr. Trump." Watkins said his client was previously horrendously smitten, quote-unquote, by Mr. Trump, but now feels let down after Mr. Trump's refusal to grant Chansley and others who participated in the insurrection a pardon. "He felt like he was betrayed by the president," Watkins said. Watkins said he hasn't spoken to any member in the Senate since announcing his offer to have Chansley, also known as Jake Angeli, also known as Buffalo QAnon Shaman Blueface Paint Guy, testify at the trial, which is scheduled to begin the week of February 8th. The words of Trump supporters who are accused of participating in the riot may end up being used against him in his impeachment trial. Chansley and at least four other people who are facing federal charges stemming from the riot have suggested that they were taking orders from the now former president. Chansley, who calls himself the QAnon Shaman, excuse me, and has long been a fixture at Trump rallies, hasn't yet entered a plea to charges of civil disorder, obstruction of an official proceeding, disorderly conduct in a restricted building, demonstrating in a Capitol building, and other counts. He is scheduled to be arraigned on Friday in Washington and successfully seeking his detention until trial, prosecutors said. Chansley went into the Capitol carrying a U.S. flag attached to a wooden pole, topped with a spear, and ignored an officer's commands to leave. Prosecutors said Chansley entered the Senate chamber with a group of about 25 rioters. He posed for pictures. What a blatant criminal. He posed for pictures. And at the dais where then Vice President Mike Pence had been minutes before, he left a note that read, "It's only a matter of time. Justice is coming." The following day, prosecutors say Chansley called the FBI Washington field office. Let me repeat that for you, ladies and gentlemen. Chansley, the buffalo, the mammal, who may be a he or a she, called the FBI Washington field office, admitted his involvement, and described Pence as a child trafficking traitor. The important part of that sentence is that Buffalo dude guy with blue paint called the FBI in Washington. All right, I want you to let that sink in. And then he said that he did not intend the note to be a threat. When asked about the meaning of the note, he launched into a lengthy diatribe describing current and past lawmakers, including Pence, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden as infiltrators involved in various types of wrongdoing. I mean, he's not wrong, but here's the thing. He called the FBI. This guy was let into the Capitol in his full costume. This was meant to be a visual spectacle, something that all normies will remember seeing. This was a Fed setup, telling you. The Feds, the FBI, set up the Capitol invasion. And I'm proposing that Buffalo Shaman, whatever, is a federal informant, just like the leader of the Proud Boys, and that this guy was to lead unsuspecting MAGApeds in there so that they could be prosecuted by the FBI, so that they could justify stopping the debate in the Senate and the House over election fraud, and so that they could justify coming after MAGApeds now and classifying them as white nationalist terrorists who want to overthrow the government. That was the purpose of Charlottesville 2.0. That's what I'm saying. Bull Shaman guy called the FBI. If the FBI shows at your house, you don't talk to them. You say, "I want to talk to my lawyer." And then you shut up and you stand there and you stare them down. You don't call the FBI. You don't talk to the FBI. You don't talk to the cops, period. I don't care if you grew up with the guy and you went to elementary school with him. You don't talk to the cops, period. This guy called the FBI and volunteered all of this. I just wanted to hit that headline. I think we've got a caller. I'm pretty sure it's Pat. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, Pat is on the phone and he said he sent me an email. I haven't read it yet. Pat, welcome to the show. Tell me what's going on, my friend. Try to keep it clean.
Yeah, it's been a pretty blue day, which makes sense between Black History Month and the Jews. It's the first day of the month, you know?
Yes.
I just woke up this morning and I checked the Stormer, and my God, if Andrew Agnew didn't write the most beautiful article I've ever written or read before, Times of Israel explains the Jewish angels on the GameStop situation. So I had already asked the JQ to my professor on Friday night after listening to your last caller, because that was inspiring. I think it was the guy from Washington. And I got a no good response. So today when I woke up, I noticed they left an email sent to me with every single PhD student and every finance professor in my program on it, over 100 people. So I added you and Mr. Duke, hoping to get to Mr. Slattery. And I shot him a copy of The Stormer. Paperboy style, in honor of Black History Month. I also was able to figure out a way to get it through an app called Hit 'Em Up. It doesn't censor it like it does on Facebook yet. So that's a great way to push it. But I pushed 400 copies today, and they locked me out of my email account and my Blackboard. So I'm probably going to get like kicked out of school or something. But, you know,
Wow.
it was worth it because you don't back down, right?
So you can't get into your online classes to do the assignments?
Yep. This is the
Wow.
PhD program. Still good at UConn. I sent this to I trolled the people at Sacred Heart, and this was because Saturday night, or Sunday night actually, LinkedIn told me they'd give me my account back for my meme I made. And then they told me, oh, they're going to backtrack because I agreed to no censorship and to speak my mind instead of their terms of service. And I had told them beforehand that if they tried to censor me, I would ride like Paul Revere yelling the Jews are coming on a white horse, you know? So I kept my
Yeah.
word. But you should check that email. You'll be your last because there's over 100 probably Jews working on Wall Street there. And you know they all read that article. And I also told them, you know, my favorite skit about how the Jews are the most racist people, like how they turned Africa or Europe into Africa. Now they're turning America to Europe. Meanwhile, they build giant Jew walls. One day I'm fighting ISIS. The next they're paying ISIS to go to Syria. It's like, and then on top of that, they kosher certify everything. You'll love it, man. But just wanted to know, but you know, you should check that out, dude. It was legit.
Yep, I got a pile of emails I got to go through. I'll check those tonight.
Just
And
the first one, last one I sent you from Sacred Heart, man. You're gonna laugh so hard.
all
And
right,
you should pay me some paper fees.
man. Well,
Just
thank
kidding.
you. Thanks for that information,
Oh, I
my
might have to lay
friend.
low for a while, by the way. Might have to lay low, so
All
don't
right.
hear from me for like a month or so. Okay.
Well, I hope you get back into your classes and you can do your classes because that's important. But if you can't, then you made a stand. So, oh well.
Yep. I appreciate it.
Thanks for your call. All right, let me move to the next article. Whew, this is a good one. COVID increases are on the rise, most likely in the homosexual community, is what I think. And that's my commentary on this article, is that apparently, according to health.com, China is using an anal swab. Let me repeat that. China is using an anal swab to test for coronavirus. And here's what the experts think. Nose and throat swabs are standard in the U.S., but the new swab test might be more accurate, according to some experts. After localized COVID-19 outbreaks in parts of China, including the capital city of Beijing, authorities there have started using anal swabs to test for the virus instead of the usual nose and throat swabs. The reason for the switch? Anal swabs might be better at detecting the virus, some experts believe. All right, now they're just messing with us. I mean, this is just an anal swab. I would certainly hope that this would deter most Americans from taking the test, because the corona test is the leading cause of a rise in corona cases. Did you get that? Taking the corona test is the leading cause of corona cases rising worldwide, and in the U.S. as well. So quit testing. That is the message. Hopefully this anal swab would deter many normal hetero folks from taking this test. And I'm going to predict, based on this information, a rise in coronavirus cases amongst the homosexual community since they're introducing an anal swab. I know it was a dirty low joke, but I had to take it. Let's go on to our next caller. Oh, William from Montana. William, my friend, welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight?
Jeremy and listeners to RBN. Well, it's been a wild ride, and I've been paying a little attention to the news today, finding out a lot of stuff. I've continued with my odyssey of dealing with the medical group here, and I went to another urgent care, and they asked me when I walked in, like over six times, have you had your COVID test? And I said, no, I don't want to. And they said, why not? And I said, because I haven't had an elevated fever, nothing. We haven't been visiting a lot of people. We stay at home a lot. And they said, that's no longer an excuse, because you could be transmitting it and killing us all. And
hang on, William.
Okay, I will.
Yep, got the break, and we'll catch that on the other side.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You turned and you ran. Oh, yeah. Wolves lived right from my hands. Yale, blue on black, tears on a river, push on.
Welcome back to the show, Endpoint Side. Definitely, Five Finger Death Punch has the definitive take on Blue and Black. We're talking to William from Montana, and they're denying you treatment without a COVID test. William, please continue.
So, right in my area, there's a regional, monstrous, mega regional medical facility. And last April or March or something, they got a huge grant to get ready for the tens of thousands of COVID patients coming in by in the back of pickup trucks and whatever. And what they did the next week, they laid off 600 staff members. And that's why when I tried to get my records transferred to this pain and back specialist, which is a DO, which is a medical doctor, they said it would take up to 3 weeks to fax my records over to this doctor. So, and they're forcing everybody to go into emergency. I can't tell you how many veterans, how many seniors are told by their doctors, if you're having a medical emergency, of course we can tell when we're having a medical emergency, go to the emergency room. If you go to the emergency room, they'll tell you, shut up, don't say a word, you came to us, we didn't come to you, and we will do anything we want to do, which includes this vaccine. And so anyway, I finally, after, just complete, I didn't sleep for 2.5 weeks with excruciating pain. And I saw the doctor. He gave me some medication for inflammation. And then I saw the DO, the pain specialist, and he gave me something, a muscle relaxant and something else. And I got 3.5 hours sleep last night, 2 hours in a row, which was... I haven't done that in 5 weeks. So that, for me, is a miracle. And so I'm working on working all this stuff out. And I just want to say that, don't take the vaccine. I know someone that took it, and they had the two-part I think it's the Pfizer one, two-part. And this very healthy woman is now on her back, and she's has paralysis and other stuff. And it's just, you know, it's a nightmare. But I do have, I did get an opportunity. This doctor, pain specialist, accepted me, and I'm under treatment, and that's definitely an answer to prayers. I want to thank you and your church and anyone else who prayed for me. But I'm just trying to, you know, communicate that we're in a war. This is flat-out war for extermination. And you have to see it as that. This isn't just losing, you know, a political election. This is like an outright war. I mean, I can't believe in the insidious, you know, activity of these medical doctors who are literally trying to work this to their advantage. And, you know, there has to be some accounting sometime in the future. But I can tell you that I've been paying a lot of attention to Russia. And they are, you know, sort of making deals with other countries like Mexico to supply their Sputnik vaccine. And that is not a DNA or RNA-altering vaccine. That just keeps this thing called the cytokine storm from happening, which is what kills people. And it's very effective. They've been working on it for 12 years. Since the SARS-1. So I was just amazed at listening to, you know, experts in Russia talk about this. And they said, you know, look, I mean, Biden's getting ready to put sanctions on us because we're the evil ones. And he said, you know, can you imagine any more evil happening to a nation by a political party that has no compassion, and also, you know, they're basically against Christians. He said, you know, he came out and said that, you know, white Christians, which is what the whole Bolshevik thing was all about forever. So, I mean, there is hope, and as I said in that one Bible verse from Romans chapter 5, 3 to 5, that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces hope. And I have seen that. I've never had so much pain in my life, and I can see the mercy and the blessing from our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you very much, Jeremy.
Thank you, William. God bless you, my friend. We're continuing to pray. And we'll be back on the other side. You are tuned in. Back on the other side in plain sight.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Memory! Your landline is burning holes. Recover the damage. Bring it all home. Follow the breeze, just like a summer song. They stay there forever. I try to remember. Come home.
All right, welcome back to the show. In plain sight, Jeremy from Kentucky on a Monday night, February 1st. And I cannot emphasize this more. Do not vote. Stay home. Protest the system. Voting is obsolete. Maybe if you're in a small town in a good county, maybe you can vote for local politicians, sheriffs, and whatnot, and judges. But when it comes to the presidential election, especially, voting is over. This from thehill.com. Lawmakers introduced legislation to massively expand mail-in voting. Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, and Representative Earl Blumenauer, another Democrat from Oregon, on Thursday introduced legislation to allow all registered voters to have the option to vote from home. The Vote at Home Act would require all registered voters to be sent mail-in ballots prior to the election day, guarantee that voters had the option to either vote by mail or vote in person at the polls, and enact automatic voter registration for all citizens with driver's licenses or permits. It would be a significant expansion of mail-in voting. It would also address concerns around paying for mail-in voting by providing funding to the U.S. Postal Service to cover the cost of the mail-in ballots. Quote, "Our democracy is stronger when every American can vote without standing in ridiculous lines or having to take time off work or school to exercise their constitutional rights," unquote, Wyden said, who led over a dozen other Democratic senators in introducing the bill. And he quoted that in a statement on Thursday. So, mail-in voting, every time that we have an election, they can just roll out the pandemic hoax and say, well, you got to vote by mail. And that's very easily corrupted by bringing in mass ballots to elect whatever politician they want to put into power. And in this bill, it does mention registered voters will get ballots in the mail with driver's licenses or permits. But I mean, there's some states that issue a driver's license to an illegal. So again, voting is completely irrelevant. They hoaxed the presidential election in 2020 right in front of our very eyes. So there's no reason to think that your vote counts. It does not. Once again, maybe in some states, municipalities, counties, and cities, you can vote for elected officials. But outside of that, it's worthless. And the best thing to do is to not participate in the system. Show how illegitimate the system is. Stay home. Don't vote. Voting is not the way forward. I don't know what the way forward is, but voting definitely is not. And I think I can say that very authoritatively. Kamala Harris, according to the Gateway Pundit and many, many other sites that I double-checked this with, Kamala Harris is telling unemployed coal miners in West Virginia that after Biden kills their jobs, they should work on reclaiming abandoned landmines. Yes. Learn to code? No. Learn to explode. These are her words. They should work on reclaiming abandoned landmines. Joe Biden killed tens of thousands of jobs in the first day in office when he canceled contracts with the Keystone XL pipeline. Biden and his climate envoy, John Kerry, are waging a war on the energy sector. But fear not, folks, fear not, because Kamala Harris is here to save the day. Kamala Harris has the solution. On with the article. Harris talked about creating new jobs in her interview and shared her brilliant idea to build back better by reclaiming abandoned landmines in West Virginia. This is very strange. Build back better, by the way, that's a new world order, new speak. That's code for a global reset, destroy the middle class, and funnel these people into new jobs online, or possibly just no jobs at all. Just sit at home and get UBI. I don't know. But Build Back Better is the global newspeak. That is the phrase that they use when they want to tell us that they're building a new society. Quoting Kamala Harris, all of those skilled workers who are in the coal industry and transferring those skills to what we need to do in terms of dealing with reclaiming abandoned landmines. That's it. That's the quote. That's the story. We don't know if she's talking about these guys going out and dismantling landmines, or if she's talking about reclaiming lands where coal mines are built in. We don't know. And I listened a little bit to Rush Limbaugh today to get his take. And his take was my take, is that she meant literal landmines, unexploded devices. But we don't know that for sure. We don't know what she's talking about. What we do know is that we're in the new normal. And the new normal is a female Jamaican whore. And that's what she is. She's a literal whore who slept her way into politics with Willie Brown. She's now giving these working class heroes advice on where to go from here. It's not learn to code. It's learn to dismantle landmines, whatever that means. The leader of the Never Trump movement, called the Lincoln Project, has been accused, and many, many young men and boys actually are coming out and talking about this guy, Weaver, John Weaver. He is a longtime GOP operative. He advised John McCain and John Kasich. That makes a lot of sense. He made sexual overtures to young men, sometimes helping them to get work in politics. One of his accusers, by the way, was as young as 14. His solicitations, and this is in an article in the New York Times, his solicitations included sending messages to a 14-year-old, asking questions about his body while he was still in high school, and then more pointed ones after he turned 18. I guess that's okay. He's asking this kid what he wants to do with him after he's 18. That's very sick. But at any rate, this John Weaver has lots of criticism in the mainstream, very surprisingly, has come his way. And the Lincoln Project is pretty much done because of this man. How fitting. John Weaver, I've got a quote from him from a New York Times op-ed that he contributed to in December of 2019. Weaver says that patriotism and the survival of our nation in the face of the crimes and corruption and corrosive nature of Donald Trump are a higher calling than mere politics. That's Weaver in 2019. Corrosive nature? Soliciting a 14-year-old boy for sex in exchange for work, that's pretty corrosive in my book and in most people's books. So Lincoln Project is having a lot of trouble, and they've actually changed their name. I don't know what they changed it to, but they're not going to be the Lincoln Project anymore because it's associated with this faggot pedo John Weaver. Roast in hell. So anyway, in other news, over in California, apparently banning televisions from bars and restaurants will stop the spread of the deadly, not the coronavirus, but the deadly coronavirus, possibly the most deadly virus ever to hit this earth, the most deadly disease ever, maybe even going back to the bubonic plague. But if you stop people from watching television in California as they reopen bars and restaurants and their exterior dining, if you stop the televisions, you can stop the spread of this deadly virus. Not making this up. KUSI.com, Los Angeles County bans restaurants from turning on televisions after a 2-month shutdown due to surging COVID-19 cases. Patio dining returned to Los Angeles County Friday, but with a new restriction forcing restaurants to turn off or remove all televisions from customer seating areas, a clear effort to prevent gatherings of sport fans. You see, kids, the Super Bowl is coming up, where we get to watch the Negro Felon League, the NFL, toss around a pigskin and tackle each other violently. And maybe if you're lucky, you can get an anti-white halftime show by some communist that hates America and hates America as founded. And you get all kinds of entertainment. But if you want to watch this in California, in this particular county, in Los Angeles County, if you want to watch this from a restaurant or a bar, you are SOL, because that's been banned. Because when you get together to celebrate sporting events, that spreads the deadly coronavirus. And we can't have that. So the government in California, in Los Angeles County, has taken it upon itself to say that restaurants and bars cannot have televisions. We're laughing about this. I hope we're laughing, all of my listeners. But there are people who I disaffectionately refer to as the COVID cabal, the coronavirus disciples, they're cheering this on. And they're like, yeah, we shouldn't have televisions and bars and restaurants because people shouldn't get together and cheer on their sports. Now, don't get me wrong. I hate sports. I absolutely abhor it. I haven't watched the Super Bowl in over a decade. It's literally a bunch of felons running around throwing a pigskin and tackling each other. There's no reason why any of us intelligent RBN listeners should watch this garbage. But just the mere thought of the government thinking that it has the power to ban public businesses from having televisions is utterly insane. And there's people that's going to champion this on and say that it's a good thing, that it's preventing the deadly coronavirus from spreading amongst Americans and killing probably 6 million. I'll bet 6 million Americans will die from coronavirus when it's all said and done. Mark me. Mark me. 6 million will die. Anyway, also in other news, just before we get to the last break of the show, very interesting call on Rush Limbaugh today. As you know, I monitor Rush, and I have here in my currently nicotine-stained fingers the transcripts. I didn't have time to put the video together and send it to Mike. I've sent plenty of Rush audios. You don't need to hear it. But there was a caller in the second hour of the Rush show that asked Rush a very poignant question. Why did Trump allow his FBI and DOJ, Department of Justice, to target his own supporters? Why didn't Trump act? And Rush's answer was so typical of the man who wants to keep his millions right to the bitter end. Right as he's dying from lung cancer, he refuses to come out with the truth, and he puts this answer out. Trump didn't know. Trump didn't know that his own Department of Justice and FBI were trying to get rid of him. And that was the answer. See, I spared you the Rush commentary. I hope you will thank me for this later. Trump didn't know. Really? I'm starting to entertain the thoughts that Trump was controlled from the beginning and that he was just a tool to draw out the white supremacist, nationalist, nativist Americans in order to persecute them under the laws that we see coming forming before our very eyes. I will entertain that. Sure. I'll not fight against you if you come in and propose that. Anyway, that was the answer. Trump didn't know. Sure, Trump got into office. Let's take it at face value. He's a 1980s Democrat, a liberal New Yorker, who just wanted to do good things for his country. Okay, let's take that narrative. Is this man blind? I mean, can he not see what's going on right before him? You know, I know that he had, I know that he got rid of a lot of people and hired a lot of people. I know that he went through a lot. But this guy, I mean, honestly, Bill Barr, this guy was corrupt from the day one. How do you not know that? How do you have Trump's level of oligarchy and not know that? Let's cover this on the other side of the break. You're an influencer. Think of all the things that really matter and the chances you burn.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Back to the final segment of In Plain Sight, Jeremy from Kentucky, and got one more headline to cover. Alex Jones. Alex. This is from a Daily Stormer article I want to cover. The media is trying to do up Alex Jones as the mastermind behind the Capitol storm.
Stop lying, Dad! I'm getting pissed now.
Indeed. The media is claiming that Alex Jones planned the January 6th rally. The original report is from the Wall Street Journal, a famous censorship and shutting down organization. Everyone else is now picking it up. The only reason that they would publish this is that they're trying to get Alex in a do-up. They're trying to get Alex Jones done up. Okay. CNN Politics covers it. There's many other mainstreams that are taking this up. But of course, they're trying to get Alex done up also. Of course, they can do that if they want. That's true. England makes a very accurate observation that since a democracy is ruled by media, whatever the media puts out there, people believe it. And mainstream America is going to just soak it in. Sure, there's 70 million or so MAGA voters that are going to question it, but they don't matter. They're white nationalist terrorists. Who cares? And they're going to lump Alex in with the leader of this. The media faked an election right in front of everyone. And then they basically said, yeah, so what are you going to do about it, Goy? Doing up Alex Jones is nothing to them. They have godlike control of this country and everyone in it. And they're going buck wild. According to CNN and Andrew's article here, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones helped jumpstart the organization efforts that eventually materialized into the Stop the Steal rally on January 6th. According to the grassroots organizer who filed the permits, Cindy Schaffane, who said that she submitted the permits to the National Park Service, told CNN that Jones had reached out to her to, quote, make sure he was able to speak at an event that he had contributed to, unquote. She said that she had originally submitted the permits while working for Women for America First. There you have it. They're trying to get Alex Jones as the ringleader in this. Look for an indictment, my friends. Well, whatever you feel about Alex Jones, this is a witch hunt. This is bogus. And they're just trying to lump us all into one category. And hopefully it'll blow up in their faces. We'll be back tomorrow night with the Cape Crusader here on In Plain Sight with Jeremy from Kentucky. Have a great night, folks. Take care.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.